It is truly an honor and a pleasure for me to be presenting this award. In my previous job, I was at the Massachusetts Health Data Consortium and actually did not work with Elliot. Elliot passed before I was hired, but I knew him in my prior role at CMS, which is actually when I met Karen Bell. So we go back at least 10 years. So it's a pleasure to honor and remember Elliot and to present the award to someone I know well, respect, and admire greatly. So let me give just a minute of background on Elliot for those who did not know him. The long-time NATO members, of course, are acquainted with him, but for our newer members, NATO has presented the Award of Excellence in Health Data Leadership for a number of years. In fact, dating back to 1990, Jack Wenberg was the first awardee, certainly worthy. And then after Elliot's untimely passing in 2006, this award was named in his honor. And in fact, he received it posthumously after that. His family accepted the honor at what I'm sure was a fairly emotional ceremony at that time. And Elliot, you know, set the highest standards for commitment to health data, and he was a true visionary. I remember when HIPAA was enacted, and everyone was, oh, it's about portability and accountability. And this guy out in Waltham, Massachusetts said, no, it's about privacy and security. And we were all like, what are you talking about? It's portability and accountability. And of course, who remembers what HIPAA originally was about, because it's all about privacy and security. So he was a true leader and visionary in health data. And I think we all agree that it's highly worthy to have named the Data Dissemination Award in his honor. So this year's awardee is Dr. Karen Bell. She's currently the director of the Center for Sustainable Health and Care at JBS International, which focuses on improving the health of vulnerable and underserved populations. But beyond that, Karen has like the best resume you're ever going to see. Think of where you should be in the health data field, and she has done it. The Office of the National Coordinator, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, a quality improvement organization, multiple health plans. I remember when George H.W. Bush was running for president, and he had this remarkable essay, and I remember a comedian at the time saying, what's the big deal? He can't keep a job. But I don't think that's the case with Karen. I think that she has had multiple positions because everybody wants to have her on their team. So it is my great honor and pleasure to present the Elliott Stone Award of Excellence in Health Data Leadership to Dr. Karen Bell.
Denise
should come up for the photo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, ready?
Two.
Oh, my goodness.
You got it?
Don't drop that thing. I have it. Can everyone see it? It is absolutely gorgeous. It's autumn in Utah, isn't it?
Well, it's really Brazilian, but it does match the autumn.
It's gorgeous. I'm going to put it down for a few moments just to be on the safe. Oh, there we go. I talk about autumn in Utah because Denise and I met there just about a year ago and started talking at that point in time about some of the work I was doing with the ACO workgroup in Washington. And I wanted to make sure that the recommendation that I wanted to put forward was right, because it was around CMS support through its SIM grants for APCDs in every state. So she was wonderful. She obviously knows what's going on with all of you and really helped us put together a great recommendation. So thank you very much, and that will be autumn in Utah for me. Just pick this up so I don't forget it later. I can't tell you what a privilege it is to be here this afternoon. I had a wonderful talk, all prepared, slides, the whole business, and then having just checked into the energy that's going around this room and hearing all the wonderful things that you've been doing, I decided just to throw the whole thing out and just share with you some thoughts that might help you digest your lunch in a few minutes. And I promise they're just a few thoughts. Most of my comments will be about the future, about health reform, because while you're very much engaged in the work you're doing now, you always have to keep an eye on where the puck is going to go, as you've heard many people talk about before. But before we go to the future, I want to just go back 20 years, because you heard a little bit about Elliot Stone having been a visionary and also having been an incredible collaborator. If we go back 20 years, to Boston, matter of fact, I'm taking you back to Boston Common. If you had a heart attack on any one of the five sides, and yes, there are five sides to the Common in Boston, I don't think the original Boston actually had two streets that were at perpendicular angles, then you would be taken to any one of five different hospital systems, BU, or Tufts, or the Brigham, or the BI, or Mass General, and they were all incredibly competitive. We still have a very competitive, very fragmented healthcare system. But I assure you, it was worse back then. All of us who lived it know that. And I will share with you one other little story about that as well. I remember when I was working at Harvard Community Health Plan, the announcement came forward that Mass General and the Brigham, unbeknown to the dean of Harvard Medical School, who literally oversaw all the hospitals in the Harvard Medical System, had decided to form a competitive partnership. Left out, of course, the BI, Mount Auburn, and the Deke as a separate entity. So they went on to form their own entity as well. So we had these two competing systems within Harvard. Talk about competition. And that didn't even count BU or Tufts or UMass, which came down the line as well. So not only did we have competition in the delivery system, but we had huge competition among the payers. So you put all of this together and you wonder who in their right mind could think about creating collaboration. Well, the Mass Health Data Consortium had been around for a couple of years, like 20 before that, and had become the MHDO. And of course, there was a visionary person there who really understood you've got to get these people in some size, shape, or form to collaborate. And it was actually the vision that moved this whole group forward of competitive providers and competitive payers to come together and form the New England Health Exchange Network, which ultimately brought in exchange from other states as well. Now, how do they do it? Usually it takes a really big driver, and I'm talking about a pile driver, something like legislation, to make collaboration happen. So some of you states have legislation around APCDs which forced payers to come together. One way of doing it. Another is to collaborate around a common enemy. I mean, right now, there are some pretty strange bedfellows collaborating around Ebola, because that is a worldwide threat. Same thing happened around AIDS a while back. So sometimes if there's a common enemy, people will collaborate on that might normally not be communicating with each other. Financial incentives force collaboration. We saw that this morning when we saw the chart that showed that hospital readmissions had decreased significantly around financial incentives. But I think one of the things that I learned from the process and from Elliot was that you can have these big drivers, but if you really want sustainable change and you really want sustainable collaboration, you've got to think about enablers. And the enabler that he came with was that whole concept of the win-win situation. If he could bring the payers and the providers together in such a way that it was a win for everybody, then it could be the beginning of sustainable collaboration. And it was. And it wasn't unique, actually, to healthcare. It was pretty unique to Boston, I must say, and ultimately Massachusetts. But, you know, there's a very collaborative nature in many other states as well. You know, I've seen it in Oregon. I've seen it in Maine and Vermont. But the reality is it's even in other businesses. I think some of you may remember banking before ATMs, besides me. But, you know, when you think about banks, very, very competitive. But
they managed to collaborate around ATM, so you can go anywhere now and get your money easily without a problem. So there are plenty of opportunities left for collaboration. And I think before I move into some of the ones that I see happening in the future for us all,